What's up, everybody? Thanks for listening to the BTOSports.com podcast show. BTOSports.com has teamed up with us to offer you a great deal on your next moto-related purchase. It's easy. Fill up your shopping cart with at least $100 of merchandise and type M-A-T-T-H-E-S in the coupon section during checkout and you are hooked up. One more thing, folks. If you're looking for more Mathis, you're in luck. He's easy to find. Just bookmark PulpMX.com and follow Mathis on Twitter at Twitter.com/PulpMX.
Responsible if it does. What are you gonna do about it anyway? You won't have a head. You have been warned.
Welcome to the BTOSports.com podcast show, brought to you by Trans World Motocross, hosted by Steve Mathis.
Welcome to the BTOSports.com Trans World Motocross Podcast Show. I'm your host, Steve Mathis, and with me on the line is a guy that maybe some of us haven't heard from for a little while, but he's alive and well and getting ready, Ryan Villapoto. What's going on, man?
Oh, just hanging out. Go to the doctor tomorrow and find out when I can start walking because I still have crutches. And if he gives me the go to walk, tomorrow, let's pray to God that he does, and I should start riding here a lot sooner than everybody thinks.
Yeah, I heard a crazy rumor today that you could hit the last three.
Well, that kind of depends on when I start walking and, and what he says, but yeah, possibly the last for Paula, maybe, because originally when I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago, he said I can start riding like August time, so we'll see.
That's crazy because your injury was so gnarly, and but I guess you know, a leg heals up and everything's braced together pretty good. So
yeah, he originally said 5 months, and that was like, damn, that's a long time. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's a trauma surgeon, and he deals with just normal people and you know, basically not athletes. So we'll see how what it looks like when you go tomorrow.
Right. And it sounds like by looking at Twitter, everybody's down at your place in Florida riding right now, seeing Cirillo, Way, Weimer.
I'm really bummed out, actually. My vibe's really low right now because I just wish I was there.
Yeah, I bet. It sounds like fun.
I know. I have the Aaron Antiques, the Scott Byerly boat. Just sitting in the garage. I got two stand-ups, two sit-downs. We got a whole...
A whole
fleet of water equipment that we need to get down there and start working on.
Bummer. What have you been doing since your injury? You've been in California, Florida. Where you been? What you been doing? How's your mental outlook? Are you ready to hang yourself? You're over that now. Talk about that a little bit.
No, actually, I could have definitely shot someone when I in and out of the hospital because I was in Seattle for 3 weeks. Me and Kristen were, and it was like we were both absolutely over it because it was either like a couple days in the hotel, a couple days in the hospital, a week in the hotel, and then a couple days in the hospital. So like it was pretty bad, and it was either in surgery or out of surgery by a couple of days and back in surgery. So it was either pain meds and then anesthesia and then it was bad. It was honestly really, really bad.
Right. Oh man, that sucks. I had a good question. A reader actually submitted a question. When you come back, You know, now this is 2 years in a row you've missed outdoors with injuries. When you come back, are you going to be the same RV? Are you going to be, I guess you don't know, but is this going to affect you when you come back? Or are you still going to be able to get back on it and ride the way you used to?
No, actually, you know, Supercross is always, I mean, I'll say Supercross is definitely different riding on a 450. Mm-hmm. The bike's so fast, so big. It's definitely hard to ride a 450 in Supercross. But no, you know, I just kind of look back and just see myself riding at Glen Helen last year when I went 1-1. And,
right.
And I think that I can do that again easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I was looking forward to race outdoors because I missed it last year, this ended up happening. So yeah, I really wanted to ride it.
Yeah. And your contract's up this year, so does that affect your thinking at all? Is everything going to get worked out all right on that?
There's definitely talk,
for
sure, on contract side of it and manufacturer side of it, but nothing really. Heavily yet. Just I know the Cowie guys are trying to get me my deal right now, so we can start working on it. So
yeah. That's
kind of where we're at right now.
First choice is to stay there at Cowie if everything works out.
Yeah, no, I like the guys there and the guys at Monster Cowie. You know, just everybody that works at Cowie is great people to work with, and I really like them.
Let's switch gears a little bit to the outdoor season. Have you been watching every round and following it as intensely as a fan, or have you just been disgusted and not watching it?
Well, I watched back while I was at Hangtown, obviously. I watched the first 450 moto and the second lights moto. That was it.
Okay.
At Hangtown, because I didn't go down there to like on crutches or whatever. I just kind of like went, watched the first moto, went back to the moto, took a nap, and then watched the second lights moto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the other
one? You know, that was the first race. It's kind of like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hangtown is a really tough track to ride. So everybody kind of just tries to make it through Hangtown.
Right.
And just with, you know, scoring as many points as you can. So I didn't really look at that as anything. But, you know, as we go to Texas, and I know it's really hot there. It's been really hot there when I've raced there.
Mm-hmm.
It's never really bothered me. The heat hasn't. And, I really like, actually, Texas track. I think it's one of the better tracks,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Then, you know, things definitely sorted out a little bit. Definitely, Eli got, a taste of outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's really fast for just coming out of the amateurs. I think he's definitely one of the better guys that have come out.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Hangtown, or we had High Point this weekend, last weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think the lights class is good racing for sure. I actually, the only thing I've watched on TV was a little bit of Texas, and it wasn't even on TV. It was on the computer on that deal they have on Alloy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it. That's all I've seen on broadcast wise.
Right, right, right.
The lights class is good. Like that's good to watch, and I have buddies in there and everything. But
yeah,
I don't really care to watch the 450 class.
Just because you just think what could have been, what would be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like what could have been. Is I would be winning races is what could have been.
Right, 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 and. All the money and all the fame would just be rolling in. Instead, you're on crutches going to Seattle.
That's true. But that's racing, I guess. It's a bummer. I wish I was racing because I know I could
right
win races. The guys would I know that I would be one of the front runners for sure.
Right, right. It was weird. Me and Wygant were talking about it, and it's almost like Hangtown was its own race, and that week off just screwed with a lot of people. Look at, okay, like Millsaps did great at Hangtown. Reed did great at Hangtown. Alessi did pretty good at Hangtown. And vice, the other side is that Dungy did horrible. Short didn't do well. Chisholm didn't do well. A few other guys, and it's like flip-flop. Texas and High Point, it's flip-flop from the guys that didn't do well at Hangtown to now the guys that are doing good. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's kind of what I had said. You know, you don't really know about Hangtown.
Right.
I don't know if I told you about there at Hangtown. It's like, you know, it's really hard to tell at Hangtown. You can't really totally judge off of that because it's such a weird track to race on. And super tough, so.
Right. And Porcel had a couple of good first motos, and then the second motos bit him a bit, and then this weekend at High Point, it was the opposite. He had it, well, fourth place in the first moto isn't nothing too shabby, but, you know, second moto he won. So, you know, he's had a bit of a weird year. He hasn't dominated as much as I thought, huh?
You know, it's Christoph's a hard, really hard dude to read. I think everybody knows that. He's not one of those guys that's totally, like, you know, out there to just to, like, win motos. Yeah, if he's put in a position to win motos, then he's going to win motos. Mm-hmm. But other than that, he's just looking, at the big picture, and that's the championship. And he's just going to do whatever it takes to win that championship. He's not going to do any more, which is, I mean, you know, smart on his part with, you know, bike problems that he had last year. I've had them, you know, the harder you ride a TVTF, the more chance you have of you know, breaking it. And yeah, like I said, I think he's just there going through the weekends and scoring as many points as he can, really, and he knows that it just has to come down to the end.
Right. And what do you make of Rattray winning one? Good for him, huh? It was cool to see.
Yeah, definitely. He, I mean, like I said, I haven't watched it, but yeah. I mean, obviously, you have to ride good to win an outdoors, and that's probably one of the hardest deals is to win an outdoor overall.
Mm-hmm.
And he got her done, and it's good for him. You know, it's been he's had a rough go over here.
Yeah, we had Mitch Payton on the Paul Pimex show, and I said, you know, you're 1-2-3 in the points. I said, when does Weimer get fired? And he just laughed. But right now, that team's killing it, as usual, huh?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was on there for 3 years, and
mm-hmm.
we won a lot of races between me, Ben, and I don't even know who was the other guys, but yeah, we won a lot of races, and the team just runs super smooth, and I mean, you're expected to win races, I think it's... But also, they don't put, like, a ton of pressure on you.
Right. I haven't talked to Weimer much. What has he been telling you about the races, or have you been in touch with him?
I mean, he's there at my house right now in Florida. Really haven't talked to him a whole lot about it. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those deals that we all know that, you know, he needs to be doing better than he's doing. And, you know, I guess how do you, you know, it's not a subject that you really want to talk about because he knows that I know it. Everybody knows that he should be doing better.
Yeah.
It's just, he's having a rough go at it, like a rough go at the start, I guess.
Yeah, but last year, too, he had a rough go. And then all of a sudden he took a week off or whatever, relaxed and came out at Lakewood and went 1-1, you know? Or no, he didn't go 1-1.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, whatever.
It definitely is a little bit of a, I should say, a little bit of a slow starter, I think, outdoors. Mm-hmm. I think he'll come around for sure.
Yeah. And a lot of guys riding for 450 rides, too. You know, Porcel, Kennard.
Kennard's already signed.
Yeah.
I think, anyways.
Yeah, I think so, too. Weimer, looking for a 450 deal. So all these guys looking to move out of the class. So.
Yeah, you know, it's tough right now with the way everything is. Honda signed Kennard. I don't know what they're doing with Shorty or Millsaps.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. You know, I had heard they weren't going to keep him, but I don't know. You know, nobody knows anything until it happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's not many rides out there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Have you heard Baggett and Will Hahn possibly to Geico or Pro Circuit next year?
Yeah, actually, me and Casey, my practice right mechanic, went down to Mitch's and hung out a while ago, and we went into the whole who's available and who's he going to get, you know, for next year.
Right.
we brought all those, you know, there was Baggett, Tickle, you know, all the people that are up and that he has a chance to get, you know.
Yeah. I heard that Baggett was pissed at him for passing him over for Wilson, but I can't imagine you would hold that grudge very long. You know?
No, and I think it's just like anything. Life's not fair, you know? I don't care, yeah. You know, if he totally deserved it or not. Right. You know, I think it's Mitch's decision.
Yeah, and you would be pretty silly to hold it against him and not go with him.
Oh, yeah, I think that would never happen. I don't really care who you are. I think they... Yeah. Whoever it was, and they had they were pissed. They definitely swallowed that real quick.
Yeah. One, and maybe you can relate to this, one guy that's struggling a bit, although he won a moto this weekend, was Barcia. You know, last year he came out and led a bunch of laps and won.
Well, here, that's the thing. Is like, I think everybody's really talking Eli up, and like I said, he's killing it. He's right. Riding super well. He's really fast. He won Hangtown, which has that ever been done on rookie year or
Stewart won his first ever.
Okay, so Stewie did. So he might have been the second or third guy, whatever. Right, there's not many people that have done it.
No.
Like I said, he's really fast. He seems like he's got his shit together, and you know he's riding really well right now, but. Like kind of the same track record as Barcia. Barcia didn't ride Supercross last year, and he came out and started outdoors, and he was like killing it.
Right.
So, wait till he goes and does this outdoor season, and then he gets a full has to do a full season of Supercross, and then has to come back out for outdoors.
Right.
I don't think he will, you know, be leaps and bounds ahead of everybody like he is this year. Not to say he's way ahead of everybody, but he.
Yeah.
He definitely came into Hangtown and was he was ready, more ready than anybody else on the line because you know they just came out of Supercross.
Right, right. Yeah, it's you've been in the position Barcia was in where you come out in your rookie year and you set it on fire. But like you said, when you get into the grind of it, or when maybe you start believing some of the press clippings or whatever, and. Before you know it, you're like, hey, wait a minute, this is really hard, you know? And then you start working.
Yeah, exactly. And then just like, you know, just wait till he gets that Supercross season under him, and then it's like, you know, Supercross racing, and then it's like bam, 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 and then all of a sudden, like, you have a couple weekends off,
mm-hmm.
depending on what coast you do, and
right.
it's like bam, right into outdoors. It's definitely a different ballgame when that happens.
Right. You anybody you've been surprised at, even watching Hangtown, or besides the obvious guys, anybody caught your eye as really riding really well, or anybody you've seen in the results, or anything like that?
I don't know about riding really well. We can talk about your guy, though.
My guy. Who's my guy?
Yeah. X-Brand Goggles guy.
Tim Ferry? Tim Ferry's helping Jay Kennard, by the way.
Not Tim Ferry.
Well, I was going to move to the 450 class. I'm still on the 250 class right now.
All right. Okay.
But we can get to my guy. But what about Ferry helping out Kennard? You know, I can't help but notice Kennard's had some of his worst races the last two weekends. I hate to say that.
Oh, God.
But...
I don't really think that means anything.
No,
I know. I mean, all Timmy can do is help him, for sure.
Right.
Timmy's got a lot of racing experience underneath him, so
he
can do is help him, for sure.
Are you still have a little bit of rivalry with Kennard, or are you guys all right? I know there was some, you know, are you guys going to renew your battles next year in 450s?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. I went to dinner with him on Saturday night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just want to let you know.
I seen your tweets, actually.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you to get upset or anything.
That's all right.
Okay, let's move on.
Did you see Stewie's tweet to me?
No. What was it?
Oh, you didn't?
No. What'd he say?
He tweeted me, and he said, do you think we could have got top five this weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see that. I'm sorry. Yes, I did see that. It was to you, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then did you see my tweet back?
You said, you said hell yeah or something, didn't you? What'd you say?
No, I said bum leg and all.
Oh, yeah, that was it. I knew when I read it, I was like, oh, man, Villopoto. He's just not scared. He's not scared. He's not scared at all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Now it's time to pay some bills.
Thanks for listening to the BTOsports.com podcast show. Please don't forget that BTO is the world leader in aftermarket motocross parts for the bike or body. You'll find deals like a Shoei VFXW helmet for $309.99, 45% off, or Smith Piston goggles for $32.99, 65% off. Your order can be shipped anywhere in the USA for free, or if you're not in the USA, we ship worldwide. Check it out at btosports.com.
We were just talking about that this week with somebody, me and another media guy, and we're like, two guys who are just not scared are Chad Reed and Ryan Villopoto. They will tell you what they're thinking. And that's
really it. You think that about me?
Oh, dude, you're it's awesome. You're cool. You're a good soundbite, good interview, because you honestly answer a question, and you're having fun and you're laughing with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good interview. You're a good interview for a guy like me. So,
all right.
But because a lot of guys, they don't say much, But,
you mean like Ryan Dungey?
Yeah, like Dungey. I'd rather not even interview Dungey, to be honest. God, I mean, honestly, I'm nothing against the guy. He's a nice guy. But, dude, I get nothing out of it. Nothing, no tidbit of information for the reader at all. Which I guess is the way they plan it, the way they want it, So,
yeah.
Mission successful there. 450 class, let's talk about my guy. You want to go there first?
Well, you asked any surprises, and he's not your guy, but he's definitely a big surprise. He's actually sucking big time.
Well, I don't know if he's sucking big time. He's third in the points, but having said that,
Mathis, he was winning races he won races last year. Not to say there was anybody racing it last year either, but I guess Chad was.
Yeah, Chad was.
But he had to come around. I mean, that was his first.
Yeah.
Outdoor, two or three years, but
no, I admit he's definitely surprising.
He's off the pace for sure.
Yes, absolutely. He's if you would read Pulp MX, you would see that.
I should say I don't think he's off the pace. That is his pace, and that's what his pace was last year.
Uh-huh.
The thing is he's not pulling out these like 20 bike length hole shots anymore.
Right. And sprinting for
like
a lap
every single time.
Right. Yeah, life's rough back in the pack, huh, RV? It ain't easy back
there.
I
know all about that.
Yeah, it ain't easy back there.
No, it's not. You got to know how to pass if you're gonna come from the back of the pack and get top five or win.
Somebody was saying that this weekend. They're like, I wonder how many people Michael Alessi has actually passed in his life, like straight up passed. Not that many. Not that many.
No, not that many.
Like, if you compare yourself to you or Reed or somebody like that, you know what I mean? Like, he's such a phenomenal starter.
He is one of the best starters for sure.
I'll tell you what, this weekend, though, he got the jump of a lifetime. He was very inside gate, Mount Morris, right? Very inside gate. And I was watching him specifically, and he got a jump, and I swear to you, RV, it was half a bike length on anybody, honestly. It was incredible. And he got yarded up the hill. And he admitted that in an interview with me afterwards. He said, once those 450s hit third gear, I'm done. That's what he said. And
no way.
Yeah, he said that. And Cudby showed me. Cudby was standing next to me, and I'm like, let's see that start, because he was shooting it. And it was half a bike length, dude. The first 5 feet out of the gate, he was that far ahead. It was incredible.
So, do you any predictions of him switching and riding a 450 next weekend or any weekend coming?
I don't think so. That would be a massive PR disaster for KTM. You know what I mean?
But it's Tony Alessi and Mike. They don't care.
I don't know. That would be. I think the internet would melt down. Vital MX would actually stop working. Like the whole, that'd be it. Be over with. He in an interview on my site, he said that he's got something wrong with him. He's gonna get some blood work done. Hasn't been feeling it. He thinks he caught something somewhere, and he hasn't felt good at Texas nor this weekend. And he said he's
maybe it's because he was up at Big Bear. in his kayak, and it was a little cold outside.
Mike, go that way. Go that way. good times. Hey, what about your buddy BT? 101. He's been fast, man. You know, he has a little stall, a crash here, a stall here, another fall over, like small stuff, but he's really close.
Yeah, you know, I wish he'd be my pick to win. I mean, I'd like to see the guy win more than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll help him to win it. I mean, I'll do whatever I could do to help him to win it. Mm-hmm. but yeah, you know, that's the deal. Is a little mistakes will get him for sure.
Yeah.
He's
been close.
That's kind of what he went through with me a little bit too. A couple little mistakes here and there, bike problems I had. You know, but when we race together, but
right.
You know, only thing I can do is hope for him to clean those up and you know, maybe get him out to the farm when I get out there and hopefully be able to start riding here soon and riding with him.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of Dungey struggling at Hangtown and then just ripping off four moto wins in a row? I mean, just like you said, Hangtown's a different deal. Or here's my theory.
Mathis, I'm not there.
I know, but...
I'm not riding.
Oh, I thought you were there. I'm sorry. No, but here's my theory. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to hear it.
Because you've gone through this. You know, you win a Supercross title, but you're focusing on Supercross. You're testing Supercross. You're maybe not putting an effort into the outdoors because you're so focused on Supercross.
No, not buying it.
Okay. All right.
Nope, not buying it.
Okay. All right. So the dude just literally, like you said, Hangtown's a different deal, and you ride it differently. And when he got to the familiar dirt of Texas and Mount Morris, he kicked ass. That's how it's going to go?
I mean, I'm not going to – he did win by – but, I mean, yeah, he rode well.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but, I mean, I was at Hangtown. Yeah, I've seen that.
Right.
He didn't have the greatest starts, and he definitely didn't move forward whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
With the starts that he had. You know, and then Texas, he went 1-1. Yeah, I think that's what we're kind of going to see this year. You know, I think he's definitely better than everybody out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, hopefully Ben can come around or Chad or someone, because I'd rather not see him win another championship.
Is that what you think? It's going to be either Ben or Reed, Shorty, Metcalf, none of those guys, Millsaps. Sorry.
I think you know they'll have their good races, but when it comes down to like week in, week out, no, I don't think so. It's going to be either hopefully, you know, Ben or Chad.
Yeah, that's kind of Josh Grant's Achilles heel too, is putting it all together every week, 24 motos, huh? Because he's fast.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's another guy that's super fast, and you know, just it's two races a weekend. You got to be able to hold it together for for 12 weekends and both motos on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you got to admit this, though. Brett Metcalf surprised you. No?
I don't know if he definitely necessarily surprised me, but he's definitely riding good and fast. He's a good 450 rider. I think everybody kind of knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, he's riding good. I mean, I don't know if he necessarily, like, totally surprised me.
Right. And a couple of guys that maybe aren't doing as well. Well, Millsaps is struggling the last few weeks, although he was fast at Mount Morris, but then he crashed. But he surprised me at Hangtown. He hung tight in there.
I was surprised at Hangtown too, for sure.
Yeah.
He got tired at the end there, but he held on and he was able to hold on to the position that he had. It was pretty good. I was surprised.
What about Regal, second in Texas, too, huh? Gnarly. 6-2.
Second overall or third overall?
Third overall. 6-2, though. He went second in the moto.
Yeah.
Full privateer bike.
I mean, yes. You know, I think you can do it on a privateer bike, I think.
Yeah.
As long as you have someone that's got the money and get you there and you can fly and you can do it that way. I mean, I mean, look, he did it. He's not the first guy that, has done it, but he definitely surprised for sure.
Right. Yeah, Larry Ward, second place in the Supercross series. Your neck of the woods. Snohomish. Snohomish. Hey, what about NYK and Burner? Burn broke a bone in his hand. He's going to be out for a little while. Nick is struggling a little bit, not getting the starts at all. Did you think those guys would do a little better?
Well, off the 18-18 of Nick at Hangtown, yeah, he can do better than that.
Yeah.
Sure. But actually, Texas, it seemed like he rode good. He said he fell on the first turn, the second moto or something, and got 13th. That was a good ride for him, for sure, if he fell on the first turn.
Yep.
And then this last weekend, he got 8th, but got doctor position or something.
Yeah, you got to get him to tell you that story. It's pretty funny. It makes no sense at all why he got docked, but whatever.
I kind of talked to him or whatever, and he said it was a real crock of shit or something. But that's AMA for you.
Hey, Gallagher was nowhere to be found, bud. Nowhere to be found.
Oh, I love that guy.
Did you get in shit for that? When you were going off on him on our show, did anybody ever say anything to you?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. Nobody would say nothing to you anyways.
No.
I'm looking for better
things. What are you
going to do? Yeah, exactly. You're Ryan Villopoto, and that guy's not.
Well, I'm not claiming that. I'm just saying, what's he really going to say or do?
Yeah.
Not like he can do anything.
No, good point. Good point. You've been there as a rider. What point... Do the nationals start getting hard? Like, when do you start getting burnt out after a full season? When do you start like going, oh man, I got to go out and
practice? I think we never get out of being kind of burnt out because we never really have a full off season.
Right.
We come out of being burnt out, and then we go back into it. We never kind of, like, completely come out of it. But it's obviously when you're winning, it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care who you are. It's easy when you're winning. It's when the time, it's when times get tough. That's when it starts to wear on you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's almost... It's almost like when you're winning, you get that extra advantage of the extra adrenaline shot, and then which is what the last thing your competition wants you to see is to be so pumped on riding, So.
Yeah.
But yet you get that way. Yeah, like you said. Well, cool, man. Thanks. What else can we talk about? Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about? Get off your chest?
I don't know.
Appreciate you doing this podcast so late at night and all.
Yeah, what time is it? What is it? Yeah,
it's 10 o'clock.
10:02, dude.
Yeah, I know. Oh, strong. I like that. That's awesome that you would do that because...
Dude, I got to get up early in the morning and put my life jacket and snorkel on and goggles so I can get out there and swim laps.
I'm going to go buy a kayak. I'm going to come out with you.
Yeah, and make sure when you come out in the kayak, you can, like, make sure you hit me with the kayaks, the paddle, and yell at me and make sure I'm doing everything the way you want me to do it.
I had a few people tell me that they quit watching that show after Mike got hurt because there was nothing else to possibly could top that. So.
Oh yeah, no, like that. Seriously, that. I've heard everybody told me that makes the show. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
And in that whole scene when they went to Big Bear, that is hilarious.
Tony, we had Tony on the Pulp MX show with me and Watson, and he said he was definitely acting. He was acting a little bit. So.
Oh God. Tony said he was acting for, like, the camera in all those scenes.
I was acting?
Yeah, he was a little bit acting involved there.
That's, hey, you got to sell it, man. You got to sell it.
He had to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
RV,
dude, that's your guy.
RV, go that way. RV, go that way. I could see me doing it now.
Yeah.
No, we had Tony on the show. He was, I asked him. We straight up asked him a lot of stuff, a lot of controversial stuff, and to his credit, he answered all of it. He didn't duck any of it. Well, he ducked the fact that they had a Yamaha for a while. He didn't want to go on there, but
he said what?
He ducked the fact that they actually bought a Yamaha, but everything else was pretty straight up, you know. At least he's saying it. So
they have every manufactured motorcycle in the garage right now.
You do?
No, they do. They got to make sure they practice starts on all of it, make sure which one's got the most acceleration, top speed, best for the car.
Yeah, I know. Well, you had to love the quote, because it's been quoted a few times. You had to love it when the quote was, Ryan Villopoto never, ever, ever beat us in the amateurs.
Oh, yeah. he needs to take that one back, because I think we did beat him, like, I know one time straight up for sure.
Right, right. Oh, classic. Classic.
I was at Ponca City, and he tried T-boning me.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. That stuff is comic. Comedy. But there's been no problems with his goggles. It's all good on the goggles. So.
No. Lens is popping out. Chad's popped out this weekend.
I know. I think John Knowles was on a... nobody takes this as serious as John Knowles. So, I think...
No, I love that guy.
Were you texting him? You were probably already ragging on him, I'm sure.
I haven't yet, but I should.
You should. Dude, it'd just ruin his world. It would just crush him.
I'll actually call him. He called me the other day, and we talked a little bit, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Seen how I was doing, and then I'll have to call him and get him... rag on him about the goggle lens.
I had a lens pop out of the GP on Travis Baker, but he got roosted. So... I don't know. I don't know if that counts or not.
Mathis, how else would it fall out? You got to get roosted for it to fall out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it just pops out. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe if you don't put it in right, it'll just come out, you know? I mean, I think if you didn't put it in right, you could screw it up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a possibility too. But most of the time you get roosted and they pop out.
You'd have to be pretty stupid to not put a lens in right, though, is what you're saying.
I mean, I guess, basically.
Right. All right, man. Well, hey, have fun in Seattle. I hope you get the clearance to walk. And then I hope that means you can ride sooner. And that means you can come back sooner. And we can hang out at the races sooner. And that would be cool. And what was I going to say? Are you planning on coming out to any other races? Or is this it?
Yeah. I think we're talking about maybe leaving this Sunday and flying. Well, if we left later Sunday, it'd be a red eye flight back to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then possibly once we're back in Florida, you know, the races are pretty close.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I get the clear to walk, and then we're gonna come to some races.
Sweet, good, can't wait. Well, hey. Not too many riders would do a podcast with me at 10 o'clock at night, so I just want to tell you I appreciate it. That's very nice of you, and that helps me out. So,
what kind of, am I going to get, an award for that from you, or, some kind of...
Well, I follow you on Twitter now. That should be enough. I appreciate it, you know? Uh-huh. It's good. So, and then maybe...
Wouldn't Michael Essie would do this interview at 10 o'clock at night?
I don't think so. I couldn't get a hold of Mike. Tony would have to decide if he'd do it at 10 or not. I mean, I'm just being honest. I asked Mike for his phone number, and it turned out it was Tony's. So.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, last year. I said, Mike, give me a number. And he gave me a number, and I called it, and Tony's answered it every time. So.
Even now. Right now, even though when you do his goggles.
No, I don't know now. No, I shouldn't say that because I haven't called him for a while. I've talked to Tony a little bit here and there, but not Mike. So I'm not sure. That situation could have changed. But
don't you think you should have the rider's number and ask what the rider wants?
Yes. Yes, I do. Hey, ask Paggio for one of those mirrored lenses. No one can see.
I can't run mirrored lenses. I hate those.
No one can see your eyes, dude. It's awesome. It's like you're a Terminator.
Hey, is that what Mike runs, mirrored lenses?
Yeah, the gold mirrored lenses.
That's That's so nobody can see his eyes and think it, so they can't see what he's thinking, huh?
Yeah, he's like a Terminator, dude. You ever seen the Terminator where that red screen comes up and it measures distances and everything real quick?
Yeah.
That's what he's got. Thanks, Brad. Check it out.
He's making sure he studies the gate positions because that's what's
the
whole shot.
Hey, I had his secret, though. I knew his secret a couple years ago in Supercross when he was on Suzuki's. He used to pick the fourth gate from the left of the box, and I went and looked, and it was lower. It was lower. I'm telling you. And I busted Tony on.
I believe that because there's some of the gates that you know that are like, but it's not anything. See, that's how they are, and that's how some people are. You know that they think that's going to give them the advantage, but honestly, that is not going to matter because it's like it's so minute. It's not even going to matter at all.
No, I know. I busted Tony on it, and then he denied it, and then that race they started switching gates. I went back on my TiVo to every race, and like there was like literally six or seven races in a row. They were fourth from the box on the left hand side, and I busted Tony on track walk, and we laughed about it, and he said no. And then that night they started a different gate.
I believe it totally.
They probably thought I was going to write about it, and then throw the secret. I think I did write about it actually. So. All right, bud. Thank you. Good luck in Seattle.
All right.
And stay in touch. I'll talk to you.
All right. Later.
See ya.
This has been the BTOsports.com podcast show brought to you by Trans World Motocross. Don't forget to check out some of our past shows, including motocross legends such as
The Beast from the East, Damon Bradshaw.
It got to the point where I didn't want to leave home, and once I got to the race, I wasn't into it. If I wasn't going to give 100%, I'm not going to take their money.
The working class hero, Doug Henry.
It was definitely an emotional moment for me, just thinking to myself, that's it, you know, and it's amazing the stuff that goes through your head in a short amount of time of the things that, you know, that I was going to miss.
The Dogger, Ron Machine.
Until you really open your ears and you want to listen to what they're saying, it's like being a dead horse. I mean, you know, and I know from personal experience, did anybody ever sit me down? Of course, they did. Everybody did.
Pro Circuits, Mitch Payton.
There's two ways to make the money. One is you can sign for money, or two, you can earn the money. I'm a high believer in earning the money. I think they ride better when they earn the money.
Seven-time Jeremy McGrath.
I was so mad, like so disappointed and so frustrated that I pulled pits and I left. Every point counts. I could kick myself to this day for not just riding around in tents. It's been no problem. My ego got in the way, you know?
The O Show, Johnny O'Mara.
Stuff that you sit there if you didn't even want to ride it, you just wanted to just look at it all day. I mean, I got a chance to test all that. I like that era I was in. I really do.
Search Mathis on the iTunes Store to find these and many more great podcasts. I won't let this die. You know I've got